Gift Grub on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
A lot of people might recognise this piece of music. I was just told, play a little bit of that, congratulate the match of the day, it's a BBC programme on the telly. A lot of football fans absolutely adore. It gives you the highlights of all the games, and it has been going for years. It's 60 years old, so happy birthday. Happy 60th anniversary to Match of the Day on the Beeb. And it continues onwards. It's supposed to be one of the longest running TV shows in the world. Now, the reason I'm playing that as well is because Christy Moore is on the line with us here now, and he's at home in the studio there, Christy. How are you doing? You contacted me.
Loud and clear. How are you?
How are you? Yeah. No, good. It says, I don't know what's going on here. It says, Christy wanted to tell me something. Right.
That's right, Ian.
Yeah.
I have an old confession to make.
Oh.
To people.
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned.
That's it, Ian. Sorry, Father Ian Dempsey there. I don't even know if many people know. Maybe they do, but...
Just try and relax, my son.
I committed an act of theft, Ian.
An act of theft?
Yes.
You, Christy.
A few years ago, many years ago, I stole the tune for Match of the Day.
Sorry,
one of my biggest songs. It was Joxer Goes to Stuttgart.
Joxer Goes to Stuttgart, did you, Christy?
I robbed it wholesale. I put an Irish kind of jig on it.
Yeah, I see it. Yeah.
The last that he was seen was arm in arm with Jack Charlton and in revenge for skipping me.
Hello, good evening and welcome to Match of the Day. Yeah, I can hear it.
Well, I can't see Des Lynam singing Revenge for Skibbereen, but...
Maybe he would.
Revenge for...
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I see that now. I do.
Now, the thing is, I have a further confession to make, because it's not the only British television tune television tune I've robbed.
Really?
Because there was a song on my third album there, and myself and Andy Irvine were having problems.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get an old melody for a song I had called El Salvador.
El Salvador. How did that one go?
El Salvador. 'Tis beside old Nicaragua, on the way to Guatemala.
That was neighbours, like,
just what they can find a better way.
My God, it's all coming out today. Is this something you feel you need to get off your chest or something?
It is. There's another one as well, Ian, which has been bugging me, because people have never recognised it, and maybe you will as well.
Another TV show?
It was a song I wrote on my first album.
Right.
And it was called I'm a Simple Man.
Right.
Okay, it went, I'm a simple man, they say. I only want to work for £2 a day.
She's tender's very good.
I'm working for more than £2 a day now, thank God.
Oh, God, you are
like
indeed.
Anyway, I feel guilty, Ian, and I knew you were talking about Match of the Day this morning.
60 years.
Shauna gave me a bell, and... I wanted to return the song to its rightful place, I suppose you could say. You know, so that's really what I wanted to do.
Oh.
Anyway.
All right. See.
I have it here.
Oh, very good. Okay. Off you go, Chrissy. This is it. Lovely. Very good.
'Twas in the year of 64, but way back in the day, a programme came on the box, they called it Match of the Day. You could watch Bobby Charlton, his hair pulled over by a comb, and hear posh commentators like Kenneth Wolstenholme.
A lovely play by Bobby Moore.
That was me. Wow. In the 70s they rolled in, and we were truly blessed with lads like Peter Lorimer and a lad called Georgie Best. For a while there, Leeds United were the greatest in the Isles. And back in Cork, little Matt Cooper watched little Johnny Giles.
Every Saturday.
Oh, Saturday night, it was the night to get our football fill. We'd all tune in to see the enormous chin of a man called Jimmy Hill. The shorts were very short, the hair long, flowing locks. And commentary came to us from David Coleman in the box.
Keegan, Torshak, 1-0.
It's me again. Then there was the 80s, Glenn Hoddle and Ruud Hullett. It seemed every single player had a feckin' mullet. John Motson called the shots, the players went out on the lash. We stayed at home and watched the highlights and Des Lynam's lovely tash.
why aren't you at work?
That's me again.
Now things are very different, every player's a superstar. There's a million feckin' referees and that's not including VAR. Gary Lineker's in the chair on astronomical pay. But 60 years on, we're still watching Match of the Day. Bonino.
Chrissy, those impressions.
Thanks, Ian.
Des Lynam.
Fantastic.
Very good.
Gift Grub. Listen live every morning on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.